Hey, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. You know, we have an important program for you today. It's all about vaping and alerting us to the dangers, the consequences, the addiction of vaping. And here to help us understand what is actually happening in this situation and to announce an Idaho Public TV special on this topic is Jenny Sue Weltner. Jenny Sue wears many hats, and one is the CEO and founder of a group called Brainstorm Inc., and she has been tasked with developing this PBS special coming up tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening. So we're going to sort out the details on what you need to know through today's program, so stay with us. We'll take our first short break right now. All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me and say hello to Jenny Sue Weltner. Thank you, Jenny, for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me talk about this important topic.
Yes, indeed. You know, I was reading about Brainstorm Inc., and you love to tell stories on a lot of different platforms, print, digital, video, more. What stories are you and your team actually drawn to?
Well, I guess the stories that move me the most are, of course, kids. That moves me a lot. I like anything that has to do with helping kids. But I like stories that can make a difference, stories that move the needle. In my capacity, I do work for, you know, my own company is Brainstorm Inc., but in this capacity, I'm working as sort of an embedded member of the Idaho Public Television crew. I have done that off and on for several years, and so really in this capacity, I am working for Idaho Public Television, and so I want to make that very clear. That and what's great about Idaho Public Television, as probably a lot of your listeners know, is that nobody tells the story of Idaho better than Idaho Public Television. It's one of the only conduits through which we can tell long-form stories that really can let you know what's going on in Idaho in a very, very deep and thorough and very professional way. So I love having the opportunity to work with Idaho Public Television and do important things like this.
Well, I agree with you. I love Idaho Public TV also. It is a wealth of good and reliable information and entertainment. And you have an amazing, successful history with public TV. And I'm just going to, you know, sing your praises so our audience knows. You've received Emmys for the work that you did on episodes about women's suffrage, women's voting rights movement in Idaho. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I have to correct you. We were only nominated for that one. We didn't win.
Okay.
But I did win an Emmy for another show. The Women's Suffrage Show was a great, great show to produce. It's about Idaho's early voyage, 24 years before the rest of the nation, to granting women voting rights. But the one that I won the Emmy for was for a series called Idaho Experience. And that was a series that I helped create for Idaho Public Television. And then they asked me to produce a show. And so one of the shows was a show called Taking the Reins. And it features someone prominent from your area and someone prominent from Southwest Idaho. So we featured Kitty Wilkins and May Arkwright Hutton, which a lot of people will know, two women who really took the reins in the late 1800s. And became millionaires and did, again, in the end, ultimately wonderful things for kids.
Thank you for correcting that, because I think when I saw the two women and then the other comment on the other programs about suffrage, I just put them, all together, all those good, strong women together.
Well, you know, it's not that we didn't set out to tell stories about women. It's just that those are the stories that are often haven't been told yet.
So right.
That's why we have done that.
How did you get involved with, or as you say, embedded into the Idaho Public TV team to work on this special about vaping?
When I first came to town many moons ago, I worked on a project with a young person named Jeff Tucker. We worked on a project. This was before he was working at Idaho Public Television, too. Jeff Tucker is now the general manager of Idaho Public Television and doing an amazing job in that role. And he sometimes calls upon me because we've known each other for so long and worked with each other for so long. Sometimes he'll call upon me to help lift kind of big projects, I guess. And this was one of them. And so that's how it started, my relationship with them. I always, always on my bucket list wanted to work for public television. So this is sort of a dream come true.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, the name of the PBS special is Nick, for short for nicotine, Nick Sick, The Dangers of Youth Vaping. Tell our audience again, we're going to mention this a couple of times. When is this very special program going to air?
Yes, so Nick Sick, The Dangers of Youth Vaping, will air Tuesday, March 21st, so that's next Tuesday at 7 p.m. all across the state. So in both the north and southern regions, it will air at 7 p.m. And it is about 45 minutes.
Okay. I just want to clarify for our audience that since they are listening to this program on Monday, that program is actually airing tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 p.m. Well, Jenny, I have to confess that I thought vaping was relatively harmless, not really addicting, better than smoking. And honestly, I cannot believe it. I didn't think there was any nicotine. I just thought it was, maybe it had some chemicals in there, but one of them wasn't nicotine. And I was so very, very, very wrong. Get our audience started on some of the destructive truths about vaping.
Well, I think the reason why people didn't realize that there was nicotine in them is they were originally billed as something that would help adults with cigarette smoking cessation, so that it would help them quit cigarettes, or at least transition from cigarettes to vaping. And so they came, vapes came on the market in about, they came from China, and they came on the market in about 2004 in China, and then 2007 in the United States. And then in about, and they were sold as the you know, kind of a quit smoking sort of tool. But in 2015, there was a company called Juul, J-U-U-L, and they started marketing their product to teens through sort of youth-oriented social media channels. And it turns out that Juul devices, one Juul pod, for example, has the nicotine equivalent of 20 combustible, let's say, traditional cigarettes. I refer to them as combustible cigarettes.
That's a pack. So one Juul
One Juul pod
is equivalent to a pack of cigarettes. That's stunning.
Right. And so when a kid starts this habit, they think, I'm just going to take a hit. They often confess to us that they thought it would make them look cool. And they take a hit, and, you know, they may or may not like it, and then they take another hit, and then pretty soon, it doesn't take too long to become terribly addicted to these things. And when you are an adolescent and your brain is still developing, nicotine is not good for that. And so there's that danger. There's the nicotine danger, of course.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just going to say, you mentioned that the teenagers would say they thought it would look cool, that it was marketed to them to look cool. I saw some marketing by Juul that I'm not sure where it was, whether it was all American. I know some of it was on Australian TV. And clearly, these are teenagers to jazzy, their kind of music, looking very hot in their outfits. And these Juul canisters, is that the right word for them? Very small, slim, really slick looking. They look like a lipstick tube or a magic marker. They're all bright colors. They're just really good looking. You put them on a keychain.
Yeah, imagine like, you know, the people who developed Apple products. I mean, these are the kinds of brains that went into manufacturing this product, and they made them very sleek and attractive.
Yep.
They made them, they have evolved now to become very easily disguisable. So as you mentioned,
yep,
they can be in the form of a lipstick tube. They can be the drawstrings in a hoodie. They can be in a watch that, you know, looks like an Apple,
yep,
watch, I guess. They can be a speaker. They can be a tumbler. So a lot of parents may think, oh, my kid's not vaping, because they're thinking of the traditional kind of big vape pod, but
right,
they're being disguised. And
they're being disguised on purpose. I mean, this is not,
yeah,
just something that somebody said, oh, let's make them look slick. No, there's a reason. They're easy to hide. They are easy,
yeah,
to get and easy to use.
Yes. And the other issue, of course, is the flavorings. And so they have used these aerosols to inject flavoring into the devices. And so they smell like cotton candy. They smell like s'mores. They smell like fruity flavors. And so fruit, that can't be bad for me. You know, it's a, if you want to call it brilliant, that's not the word I would use. But in some ways, you know, and the manufacturers keep iterating. So once one thing becomes, you know, if the FDA says, no, you can't do that anymore, they come up with something new that skirts the laws so they can continue to market these products. Now, a lot of kids will get vapes on the street, and those are really, really dangerous because not only do they contain, you know, vapors, which you shouldn't be putting in your lungs, but they also have ingredients we may not even know, and they sometimes can be laced with drugs. We have in the documentary, we have an SRO officer who works in the schools down here, and he says, you know, I tested one and it was laced with fentanyl. So there's the vapes that kids are getting other adults to buy from shops, and then there's a lot of kids getting vapes off the street.
You know, I want to focus in on the flavors that you were talking about, because
mm-hmm.
in addition to the nicotine, which we already know is addictive and dangerous and it's a health crisis, there
mm-hmm.
are chemicals you're talking about that are additionally added to these units. And
mm-hmm.
I was looking at, so this, the people, they do not know the long-term effects of these supposedly innocent flavors, and they are not. But there is,
mm-hmm.
I'm just looking, toxic, there's nickel, chromium, and
mm-hmm.
aluminum that's also
right.
been found in these. And then, of course, street
mm-hmm.
ones have got fentanyl maybe. Who knows what's
mm-hmm.
in there?
Right.
But these are very
yeah.
dangerous chemicals. And the science behind what the effect is on the lungs is
mm-hmm.
unknown to a certain extent, Jenny. But it's emerging that this is harming the lungs of these young people.
Yeah, and one of the healthcare experts that we feature in the documentary, he says, you know, first of all, your lungs are made for two things, breathing in and exhaling air. That's it. You shouldn't use your lungs for anything else, and certainly not put liquids into it.
Mm.
But the other thing that he said, which I think is what really parents really need to understand, is that the damage that vapes do, what they're seeing in Idaho right now, is very quick. And, of course, vapes have not been on the market for so long that we really even know. Remember how long it took us to find out what was harmful about cigarettes?
Yes.
You know, that took decades. And so vapes have been on the market for such a short time. There's a huge backlog in the FDA, and the products are on the market. They're not off the market while the FDA is looking into them. So, yes, there's the aerosols that cause a problem. There's
mm-hmm.
the metals that cause a problem. There are the chemicals. If you look underneath your sink in your bathroom, those are the kind of chemicals that are in that vape. And they do not belong in your body, especially a young, developing adolescent body whose brains and bones and lungs are still developing. It's just not worth the risk. And it is incredibly dangerous, and not to mention the severe addiction that goes along with it. And you know, the addiction part, just the nicotine alone can cause kids to have memory loss, mood disorders. They have difficulty with impulse control. The kids in the documentary that we feature talk a lot about just some, a constellation of symptoms that we heard from almost every kid. I can't breathe. They said that over and over again. I can't do exercise like I used to. I get gassed when I wrestle, when I play soccer. I ask the coach to, take me out of the game because I can't do it anymore. I've heard anecdotal stories from some people who say, in our small communities, these kids are suspended because they've been caught with vapes, and we can't even field an athletic team because half the kids on the team have been suspended because of vaping. So it's hurting the families, it's hurting our schools, and certainly hurting the kids, and that just hurts our community.
You know, we're going to get into some numbers about how many kids are actually vaping and the ages. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be shocked. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have more information for you, moms, dads, grandparents, and for you, teenagers. You need to know this. All right, everyone, welcome back in. We are talking today with Jenny Sue Weltner. She is a producer and independent producer with a company called Brainstorm. But what we're talking about is her involvement with Idaho Public TV and their special that's coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 p.m. in the evening about vaping. It's called Nick Sick, The Dangers of Vaping. And I want to add to that title, Jenny, the true shocking dangers of vaping, because I have learned a lot in researching this program and in talking to you already. I am truly shocked and alarmed. This is a health crisis for our young people. When we went on break, we were talking, we were going to get into some of the numbers, and the ages of children that are actually getting into vaping, go ahead and give us the bad news.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked to probably 24 kids across Idaho, interviewed them. We feature three of them in the show, and most of the kids started vaping in middle school. But when we interviewed doctors, healthcare providers, they said that they are seeing kids as young as 7 years old with vape-related injuries. So this is a problem that clearly is happening in our high schools. It's definitely happening in our middle schools. But what I think is going to be shocking for a lot of parents is that it's also happening in our elementary schools. 7 years old, I think about my son and daughter when they were that age, at second grade? So that is really shocking. That was probably one of the most shocking things that I personally learned through the course of this documentary. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, that is very shocking. What do I call these? These are vaping, what, units?
Vape devices, I call
devices.
Them.
Devices, okay. Where does a seven-year-old get a hold of a vaping device, and what does it cost?
A lot of kids told us that they're getting it from family and friends, so the cost is nothing at that rate. You know, the first time they try it, we heard over and over and over again, was in the bathroom at school. Wow. And so there's kids in the bathroom vaping, and then a kid comes in, and they say, you want to try this? And, you know, they don't have the skills and the tools to say no, and that's how it starts. And then they will, I understand that some kids will get them from family and friends, of course. They will do what one public official called a shoulder bump, where you stand outside a vape store and you ask an adult to buy you a vape. That's one of the ways that they get it. But they often will get them as they get older through social media channels. They're called plugs. They got to hook up, you know, with their plug to get their vape. And that's where it, you know, vaping in any form is not good, but it's particularly scary when they're getting it from nefarious adults who are selling them through the internet.
Because they don't know where the manufacturer is, where are these from, what's in them.
It's right.
Not that they're all bad, but there are things that you can get off the street that are going to be really, really bad.
Yes, exactly. They can be laced with things. There's just crazy things that we've heard. And in the documentary, we talk a little bit about that. They can be laced with fentanyl, of course, as we talked about before. Some are laced with super glue. Some, of course, are laced with THC. And so, of course, another thing about vapes is that they can be a gateway to other drugs. And so you start vaping nicotine, then you move to marijuana, and then you move up from there and then experiment with other things. And so not only is it a health risk, just for what you're doing to your body with the vape itself, it's also a gateway to other things you may not want your children to be doing. You definitely don't want your children to be doing.
You know, there's a pattern here. We know how the big tobacco companies responded when they were under the gun in the, I guess, the 60s and 70s, I'd say, to clean up their act. They deny. They had all kinds of medical reports. No, it wasn't that bad. It's pretty innocent. And then there was this, you know, lukewarm, you know, the Surgeon General has concluded that they may be bad for your health. They knew, everyone knew that they were totally bad for our health. And we were lied to. So it doesn't surprise me that there are adults willing to buy vapes for kids, that kids will pass them around freely. Because like me, they are uninformed as to how bad this really is. And the other thing I'd like you to comment on, if you would, like Philip Morris, which is now Alria, I think is the way it's pronounced, the largest tobacco company in America and British American Tobacco, they own majority percentages often in these vaping companies. And so they've just moved the addiction from cigarettes that have now finally gotten the no vote to vaping as a healthy alternative. It is a huge lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people don't want to hear it. I think that people have been feeling like some adults who are listening to this might go, I don't want to hear this. I thought that what I was doing was okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's heartbreaking. And, you know, I would hope that those large companies would absolutely support our endeavor, because the federal government and the state of Idaho has said that anybody under the age of 21, it is not safe for them to vape. So you would hope that the big companies would support what we're doing, because it is absolutely something that, you know, all across the land, it is agreed that this is not good for kids.
You know, I admire your hope, but my thought is they, the big tobacco companies, and honestly, Jenny, sometimes I wonder about the federal government and their lobbyists. But anyway, they are all about making money. They are all about making money. They are not about public health. And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say let's give an example of Juul, the company that I mentioned early on. So Juul began marketing to kids, and they did it through social media channels that were dominated by kids. They used the same sort of ads. We show this in the documentary. If you look at the ads that they used to use for cigarettes and you compare them to what they're doing now, it's the same thing. Mm. And so it is just addicting a brand new generation of kids. Just when we had licked the combustible cigarette addiction. So Juul, several states, including Idaho, sued Juul for what they said was illegal marketing tactics to kids. And you know what? Juul is going to be paying millions and millions of dollars. Although they admitted no wrongdoing, they have settled that case, and they are going to pay millions of dollars. They're giving $8.3 million to Idaho because of that case. So occasionally things happen, and the people who are doing this nefarious work are called to the carpet, and Jewel is still continuing with legal battles all over the place. So
yeah, just for our
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, just for our audience, Jewel is J-U-U-L, so you can know it and identify it if you see that. Mm-hmm. And again, am I a cynic? I don't know what I am, but millions, this is billions worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Billions of dollars worldwide, but still, nicking them is good. I want to ask you about, let me see my note here. We have had, under 21, that was it. I made a note. Mm-hmm. Under 21 is not safe. I don't think it's safe even for adults, but it's particularly unsafe for the undeveloped, the little kids, the middle school, the high school kids, college. I don't think it's safe for anyone, is it, in a way? I mean, this is still nicotine and these are chemicals going into your lungs.
Yeah. I mean, my lane is to, prevent kids from vaping, but I mean, you have to think about what our doctor expert from Minidoka said. Your lungs are made for two things.
Yes.
For inhaling air and exhaling air, CO2. And it's not made for putting liquid. Your lungs are absolutely not made for putting liquids in. And they certainly aren't made for the chemical and metal and nicotine constellation. I don't think it's good for anyone. Maybe there are some products out there that don't have the nicotine in it. I don't know, but I am mostly concerned with our kids.
Yeah.
And I think that some kids vape because their family members vape, and that's something that family members have to really look at, because they're doing it because. And we heard this so much through the course of this documentary and our research. It's everywhere. Everybody is doing it. And anytime I talk, I just spoke with someone before I came here, and he's an employer here in the Valley. And he's like, oh, gosh, my employees, all of them vape. They all vape, and they take breaks from work to do the vape. So it's sort of back almost worse than the cigarette break. It's more often than.
It's constant. They wake up at night to vape. I cannot wait to see this special, this Idaho Public TV special, ladies and gentlemen. It's airing tomorrow, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 in the evening. And I encourage you to make a copy of it and share it with your family and your friends. And certainly, I would like to see this PBS special aired at all of our schools, public schools, private schools, homeschool, co-ops, to understand the dangers. And the other thing, Jenny, I'm really looking forward to is some of your speakers. Well, you've got parents and kids talking about this, but you have health experts, health education specialists, biology educators, and importantly, a board-certified pediatric pulmonologist from St. Luke's Hospital in Boise. And I don't know if he's the one that's talking about it, but there was a lung transplant of a young person here in Idaho because of vaping. Comment on that, please.
Yes. Through the course of our research, we found out that there was a young man under the age of 18 who, due to vaping-related illness, had a double lung transplant. The first in Idaho, probably not going to be the last. The damage to his lungs was no doubt devastating, and it caused him to require this transplant. It's not the first transplant in the nation. There have been others. So it's a trend that we do not want to see.
Yes, this is indeed a health crisis, and I am so appreciative of you and your work and the other team members there at Idaho Public TV who are alerting us to this issue. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break right now, and we will be back with more information for you. All right, everyone, welcome back in. We have such an important program for you today. I hope you're enjoying it, and I really encourage you to listen to the Idaho Public TV special that's on tomorrow evening, Tuesday, March 21st at 7 p.m. Our guest today, who has just helped us understand this so much, is a private producer, Jenny Sue Weltner, who has worked in coordination with Idaho Public TV and Idaho Department of Health, I understand, and others to bring forward this documentary about the dangers of vaping. It's called Nick Sick, The Dangers of Vaping. Please watch this. And Jenny, welcome in again to the program. Thank you for being with us. Let's move on to solutions and how we stop vaping and materials available. What are some of the materials that people can access to help them in this situation?
So part of the Nick Sick documentary. Nick Sick is really the foundation of an overall campaign, No Vape, K-N-O-W, Vape, No Vape. And so we have a website on Idaho Public Television, and the website is idahoptv.org/no vape. And again, it's K-N-O-W, Vape. And on that website, we have loaded all kinds of materials that are specific to different audiences. So we have resources that are sort of directed for parents. We have resources specifically for teens and tweens. And we have resources for educators on this site. And I'll speak a little bit about the resources for educators in just a second. But the whole point of this campaign is that the Nick Sick, after the airing on Tuesday, the video will be on the website. It will be available on demand. Anyone can play it in any place that they want, whether it's your school, your church, your home. You can play it anytime. So it's an on-demand feature. All of these resources are free. So there's resources like, what does vaping do to your body? The risk of vape aerosols. There's places that show you free services to help youth quit. There is a parent toolkit from Catch My Breath, and that is really valuable for parents, the Catch My Breath toolkit. It helps you talk to your kids, because what we learned through the course of this is that the best way to prevent youth vaping is to talk to your kids as early as possible about it. And you need to kind of know, be prepared for the conversation. You need to know what you're talking about, kind of need to be prepared for some of the things that the kids might say. So that toolkit, I think, is really, really powerful and helpful. And we also have some resources on the website. So up in your area, if you have listeners in the Boundary or Bonner County areas, and you are personally struggling to quit vaping, or you want to help a loved one or a child in your care to quit vaping, if you find out that they are vaping, there is a number that you can call. And this is a number that leads you to our health district up there in that area. And that number is 208-415-5143. And they will give you personalized help to help you quit vaping. You will speak to a human right away. But if you want to do something not as personal as that, maybe you're a teen and you want to get some help, there's a couple of vaping entities that are out there that we really like. And one is My Life, My Quit, which is the Idaho-based program. And it's free and it's confidential, and it's through the phone or a chat or a text. And you'll be talking to a coach that specializes in helping kids under the age of 18 to quit vaping, smoking, or chewing, for that matter. Mm. And that's mylifemyquit.com. And then there's another one that is also very good, and that's called This Is Quitting. And this is from the Truth Initiative, but some of you all might know about, and that's a national public health organization that has done some amazing work in getting people to quit tobacco. And it is also free, and it's anonymous, and it's a text program that helps teens and young adults quit vaping. And so to get into that, you would text Ditch Vape, all one word, to the number 88709. And some of you might be driving and you don't have a pencil handy and you may not be able to get all this information, but all of this is online and available for you. And we really encourage anyone and everyone to access and use these resources. And one thing I might also add, Barbara, is that we think of this as phase one of our campaign. Phase one, as I see it, is we're climbing a mountain and we're waving a big red flag that says, Idaho, we have a problem. So that's what phase one of this campaign is. Idaho, we have a youth vaping crisis on our hands, and we need to solve it. Hopefully, we will get continued funding from our funding source, which is tobacco settlement dollars. And we hope that they will continue to fund us through the second year of this campaign, because this is a behavior change campaign, right? Just like smoking was.
Right.
We need to change the culture of vaping and let people understand that it is not safe. It's very, very dangerous. So hopefully in phase two, you know, you were talking about the amount of money that, you know, you think about the billions of dollars. This is a billion-dollar industry, the vaping industry, for the manufacturers. And it's not going to be solved with, you know, a few thousand dollars, right? This is going to require a lot of work and a lot of dedication from a lot of people. And so we're up against a behemoth. And these kids, I have to say also, Barbara, I'm kind of babbling on here. But
no, that's good. It's good.
The kids in the video really, really talk about the choices that they made to take that first hit and then to continue and then realizing too late that they were addicted and all the help and, you know, consequences that that got them into. And I feel, I guess the thing, another big thing that I take away from what we learned from these kids is I feel such deep empathy for them because, yeah, they made some choices, but they also were up against this clever, insidious little device that was so pretty and smelled so good. And they were told that it wasn't something that was going to hurt them. So I have a lot of empathy for anybody, but especially kids, who is addicted to this product. And yeah, I am angry about it. But I want to, you know, I want to just focus on what we can do.
The kids are clearly innocent victims in this. They mean this advertising is designed to draw them in. I saw in Australia, I don't know if it's true in America, they are advertising certain brands of vaping on children's cartoons. It's just unbelievable what's going on. A lot of information on websites and phone. If people go to IdahoPublicTV.com, they can find all these links out to Nick Sick, you know, the free materials and that. If we go to Idaho Public TV, we can find it.
Yeah, if you go to, I think if you Googled Idaho No Vape, you probably would find it, but you could definitely find it at IdahoPTV.org / no vape, and everything is there. The video, the free resources, all of the content aimed at parents, teens, tweens, educators. Is it okay if I say just a little bit about what we're doing for educators?
I'm sorry, we are running out of time.
Okay.
But we can follow up on this, Jenny. This does not have to be our last conversation. As you say, this is an ongoing campaign. I want to encourage you, keep waving that Idaho flag. This is a health crisis. Thank you so much for the work that you and all of the team is doing to help our parents and our kids. Thank you, Jenny. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. And thanks, everyone, for joining us for this extra Monday edition of Speak Up. Please watch tomorrow evening, March 21st, the PBS special about the very real dangers of vaping. And please share this program, all the free resources that Jenny was telling us about. Access them, share them. All right. Come on back tomorrow, Tuesday, during the noon hour. I'll be talking with Corrine Rago and Tom Lewis about their Galatians 6:10 neighborhood helping group, preparation group. They believe believe in common sense preparation for different types of emergencies and using their knowledge to help other people, themselves and other people. They have good ideas for you. You don't want to miss it. So until tomorrow, this is Barbara saying, please take care, educate yourself and others about vaping dangers, and may God richly bless your life.